Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live today from Max 6, the Conscious Capital Workspace in Tempe, Arizona. And I am very happy to be here just for the day. I'd like to call it a remote broadcast, but I am in a quiet studio with my guests today. And come June 1st, we will be moving over here and renaming the studio the Max 6 Studio. So we're very much looking forward to that. Today's one of those opportunities to just get used to the culture over here and make sure that all the bells and whistles are working. And so this morning, I'd like to introduce you to my new friend, Lou Molinari with Baby Save. Welcome, Lou.
Good morning, Karen.
Did I pronounce your last name?
You did very well, very well.
Good. So Baby Save, you and I have been friends on LinkedIn for a little while. We also realize that we are connected through alliances as well. And we've been talking back and forth about the opportunity to have you come and share with our listeners about Baby Save. So thank you for staying on me and making sure we have this opportunity.
And I appreciate you allowing me to be here and speak about Baby Save. So
let's let our listeners know, what is Baby Save and what is it set out to do?
Sure. So Baby Save is a nonprofit organization. What we're trying to do is eliminate what's called hot card debts. I actually say hot card deaths and injuries, because in some cases where a child is left behind in a vehicle or even a pet left behind in a vehicle, there may not be a passing, but there could be some long-term brain damage to that. So what is really hot card death is where a caregiver leaves behind. It may have been a distracted caregiver, it may have been a forgetful caregiver, somebody who's overly stressed for that day, but left behind their child or pet inside the car. And in temperatures of 80 degrees, within 30, 40 minutes, that child or pet could pass. So it doesn't take a lot of time for this to happen. So Baby Save's mission is to try to bring awareness to the community, not only caregivers and caregivers' parents, grandparents, siblings, anybody who's watching these individuals, as well as retailers. Because I believe retail, in what I foresee, is a prime area to help bring the attention to this problem, to the distracted caregiver, because that's where the caregiver's going. They're going to stores, they're going to offices, they're going to their homes as well, but they're going out of the car, going someplace. And so Baby Save wants to grab the attention of that individual and turn them back around and save the life of that child or pet.
And how that's done currently is through signs, correct?
That's correct. We came out last year with a sticker that would go on the window or door of a building. This year we came out with keychains that have the same iconic symbol. The iconic symbol basically is a yellow caution sign with the messaging forgetting something. And there's a photograph of there in color of a child and pet. So we're just trying to get memory or your brain to kind of be distracted and say, oh, what is that over there? And by seeing that image, hopefully turning you back around. And we recently came out also with an aluminum sign that goes onto the facade of a building, and go on light posts and go on parking meters, things of that nature. So wherever a caregiver is, these signages could be placed almost anywhere and bring that attention to that caregiver.
Have you had a personal experience with loss through?
I'm going to say, luckily, I have not.
Yeah.
As we talked, I came up with Baby Save's concept back in 2003. In 2003, through my work, my normal work, I was laid off numerous times, and I keep hearing on the news, here we are in Phoenix, it's 120 degrees in the middle of July. And I keep hearing on the news about children and pets being left behind, not only in Phoenix, but across the world. And so as a product engineer, as a program manager, as a marketing person, I said, there's got to be an answer. So I came up with an early development product that would go inside of the car. One of the first, there's many out there today that you have to scour the web to find, but one of the first to come out with this device that would go inside of a car. But I found out very quickly that nobody was going to buy them. In my market survey, it found out that if I approached 100 people, 95 of them would say, I don't need this because it's never going to happen to me. So why would I want to spend hundreds of tens of thousands of dollars to invest in a patent and things of that nature if it wasn't marketable at that time? So I abandoned the idea. And still today, here's now 2018, you cannot go to a Bye Bye Baby, you cannot go to a Walmart to find a product such as this, because over and over again, I've proven that the caregiver will not buy such a device. So in 2016, I said, There's got to be a different way of solving this problem. Again, I went off and did my life from 2003 to 2016, but kept hearing about this. So in 2016, there's got to be a different way. So it came up with, let's look at it from a different perspective. Let's look at where the caregiver is going to stores, going to offices, going homes. Let's grab their attention there, because today there's laws on the books, or soon to be laws on the books, that every new car will have to have a device that reminds the caregiver that a child or pet's in the car. But that reminder is just that. It's a buzzing sound, a beeping sound, or something like that. But if you're in the zone and you're distracted, because I got a car that goes beep, beep, beep also, and supposed to remind me, it took me 3 days to realize what that beep, beep, beep was different. Because the cars go beep, 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 right? So, you know, these things are great, and we need these solutions. We need the technology in vehicles to help. That's one. We need legislation to do things like the Great Good Samaritan Act, which allows passerbyers to go past a car. If they see a child or a pet in distress and there's no caregiver around, it gives them the ability to break into that vehicle and try to save the life of that while they're calling 911. And we need the regular education. We need media to remind us over and over again about putting your shoe in the back, your pocketbook in the back, or things of that nature. But when I look at a problem, I look at it from many different perspectives. And the one perspective that was missing in the solution set was the awareness factor. And that's what Baby Save is. We're trying to bring awareness, trying to bring some way of capturing the attention of the caregiver before they walk into a facility to turn them back around. So today, there isn't, and I don't believe there'll be one solution that can solve this problem. It'll be the subset of all of them working together to solve this problem. And Baby Save right now is one of those subsets.
And we're really talking awareness of the distracted caregiver.
That's correct.
As you're sharing, I can think of two incidences where I didn't leave my kiddo in the car, but I accidentally locked them in the car. And that panic, one time, it was my two oldest who are now in their 20s, and we pulled into the garage. But I remember it was August or September, and it was still 912, whatever it was. And the panic that I experienced was awful. Just knowing that I couldn't get them out immediately, had to call the police department. They came and got them out. Everything was good to go. Thank God we were in the shaded garage. Another time was my younger son, who's now 10, and it was in AJ's parking lot. And same thing, just hustle, busy, that whole thing. And as soon as I shut that door, I knew that my keys were in the car. And I don't think the weather was as hot then, but the panic. And this is me being a distracted parent enough, you know, long enough to not have my keys in my hand. And thank goodness, I think many of us can share a story like that, where we are conscientious enough that we know the keys are there. But we're talking about the distracted parent or caregiver, guardian, who has something else on their mind, so much so that they're 3, 5, 10 minutes, and unfortunately even longer, where they've left a child or a pet unknowingly.
Right.
And so the awareness through these fantastic caution signs would help trigger that memory that there's something that I've forgotten.
And that's the intent. We see stop signs every day. I would bet most of your audience doesn't even remember that they saw the stop sign, but their brain subconsciously is seeing it and reacting to it. So just with these stickers as well, if they're out there enough, they can subconsciously help remind you that you may have left someone behind in the car.
And I have yet to see the signs out there. So where ought they be, and where are they currently?
Right now, there's a couple of thousands, if not thousands, all over the world through our website. People have come and acquired them. In the Valley, there's about a dozen or so small offices that and retail suppliers that do have these stickers up. There's homes all around Arizona throughout Arizona there's stickers around as well. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head where everybody's located,
sure,
though.
But that's what I'm listening for on behalf of our listening audience, is where would we like to see them? Shopping stores, shopping malls, shopping carts, right?
Right. I mean, my first attempt was the shopping carts, where I would right now you see all these advertisements on most shopping carts. You know, you go to Fry's, Bash's, things of that nature. Those are owned by third party. And finding out that in order to get them on there, you have to pay a fee to apply them on there. So I've gone to various retailers such as food stores and said, look, okay, maybe you can't put these signs and stickers on your doors because they're afraid that if I put your sign and sticker on a door, I'm going to have to put everybody's sign and sticker on a door. So that's why we came up with the aluminum sign to go on the facade of the building. Just like if you go to a retail center now, there's a sign that says no skateboarding. Well, why can't you put this next to no skateboarding and say, hey, by the way, caregiver, don't forget your child or pet in the car. So that's where I'm really reaching out is to retailers, property managers, because I'm finding out that a lot of retailers, they can only control what's inside the store. Once you walk through that sliding door, that's their property. Outside the sliding door, you have to go to the property managers. So I've been reaching out to property managers, trying to get them to buy into this and say, hey, put these aluminum signs on your walls, put them on your sign, on your street lights. You know, put them in places where people put their shopping carts. We got most stores have shopping cart holders. Put signs over there. So again, when the caregiver is taking that shopping cart, then that sign hopefully again will remind them that I have Bobby, Mary, or Fluffy with me today.
How is this a challenge? I think it's a question I asked you when we spoke on the phone not too long ago. It seems to me like a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Like, who wouldn't want to help a parent or a guardian, a caregiver, remember that they've left a pet or a child in the car. And yet it's a challenge. Let's speak to that a little bit. You mentioned it earlier, but let's speak to that. Why is this so challenging? I mean, I know currently the stickers and the keychains, things are available on the website because of course it costs something to manufacture these, right? So there has to be a little exchange there, but that's really not the purpose. The purpose is the awareness. What makes this so challenging?
Well, part of the challenge to the caregiver is that they don't believe it's ever going to happen to them. So just like back in 2003, when I came up with the hardware product, no one wanted to purchase it. Here I go to local events and I say, here's a sticker for $2. Do you want to donate? And no, I don't need that. I said, well, never mind. I'll just give it to you. And the answer is, I still don't need it. Why don't you need it? Well, it's not going to happen to me.
Fascinating.
And what they don't realize is that that individual may be so aware of themselves that maybe it won't happen to them. But there's many other people in that child's life, be it a husband or wife, be it a brother or sister, be a grandparent, where their routines are not normally watching the child. So I try to explain that to them, but it's a hard thing for people to personally accept that someone in my family is going to leave my child behind. Yet we've had 6 children die already this year because the parent, the direct parent, was going to work and forgot to bring the child to daycare. Or they got distracted in a road accident and got them detoured. So their travel plans changed and they just forgot about it and brought the kid to work. So that's why I'm reaching out to retailers as well, because if the caregiver is not going to take ownership, I'm looking at retailers to help bring that presence there. So I mean, we've lost children in Costco's, we've lost children in Walmart's, we've lost children in other retailer situations. So I'm looking at the retailers say, hey, help solve this problem with me.
So a couple thoughts going through my mind, and I hope I can remember both of them. When you were describing that that caregiver that you know ends up going to work because they're thinking about, you know, the boss is going to get frustrated with them or whatever the situation is, and they forgot to drop the kid off at daycare, I immediately felt horrified mm-hmm. and angry at that parent. And yet, I know that I haven't made that error, but I know I've forgotten things. Mm-hmm. And so it's that judgment that we place on this parent, which again has me feeling like I would never do that. You know, the whole, that would never be right. me. Well, shame on me for thinking that. But I wanted to explain to you what I emotionally was going through while you were describing that scenario, because I think that's what happens. I am a parent and I've said I've locked my keys in my car with my kids sitting right there. And I've forgotten things that were very important mm-hmm. in my life and relating to my children. Who's to say I couldn't have made that? Mine are old enough to open the door now and not in a child's safety restraint. And I don't have a pet, but shame on me for being judgmental about that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important conversation that we have to have. So that's thought number one. The second thought I had is around these retailers and the property management, anybody who would see this as a way to be a reminder. Let's take this to the opposite side of this. What about that experience that someone sees this caution sign and they have a child or a pet in their car? I'm actually getting goosebumps as I'm talking about this. And that reminds them to go back and take care of that car. They may not ever tell us, but they might. But that's what we're trying to do.
Exactly.
And what that must feel like. And again, I would hope that a parent, again, or a guardian, a caregiver of a pet or a child would, if they experience success and they saved a life, that they would go into that shop, that store, and say, I'm embarrassed to admit, and I'm sure they would feel emotionally exhausted immediately, but let that business know that they saved their child's or pet's life. But I can see now that we've gotten to know each other how difficult this is, because we assume that it's not going to happen to us. We don't know anybody who would be that careless, that insensitive. And we hear through media some of these sensationalized stories about the really, I don't know how I would term it, but some of these real severe situations where it was neglect, right, let's say. Right. But there are far more stories that it's just average, normal, busy, preoccupied people like you and I.
Right, right. I mean, the statistics are 39 children die each year because of this. Of those 39 children, roughly about 60-70% are due to the distracted caregiver. There's a percentage of where children had walked into a car and locked themselves in. However, but that's part of the stats. And there is a small percentage of people who have been found that they did this in some way or another purposely, which is really hard for me to stomach. Which brings me to why I always say I can't solve stupid, but part of Baby Save's long-term mission is to solve that problem as well, as we were talking earlier. It's a hard thing to put your hands around and understand where the caregiver is coming from at that point in time. On social media, when I do talk about this, I get so many responses that talking about, well, this caregiver just should be locked up and, you know, keys thrown away and everything else.
That judgment. Right. I even felt that you were just role playing and telling a story. So we've got to change. It isn't about that. It isn't about blame or shame.
Right.
Because we know that there. Everybody falls on a spectrum in there. This is about saving lives.
Right. In my website, I have a couple of white papers that I wrote, which quote a couple of doctors who have have stated that this is a medical issue. Dr. Oz, about a month or so ago, had a special on this problem where there was a gentleman who left his child behind in the car. And Dr. Oz talked about how it is how your brain works and how it's very much a machine. And, you know, when you go crunch, 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 it keeps doing that. But also when you have a diversion of some sort, it may not be able to pull it back in. Yep, many of us do multitasking left and right. We got cell phones, we got laptops, we got this, we got that. And unfortunately, the cell phone's in the car with you most times, if not at all, always. And so you're on your phone with your boss, or you stop at a red light and you're texting somebody and you get distracted. On our website, we had a video that we created about a year ago, which demonstrates that, where it shows a mom who's on the phone with her boss. Her boss is giving her a hard time because she's late to work, and she runs out of the car and goes to work. And then you hear the sounds of the child passing, the police coming and everything else. And then we role played it the other way around and how Baby Save could possibly help save this. Now, I can't say Baby Save is 100%, but again, like I said before, of the, what I call the four-legged stool, we're one of the legs that are not yet being fully utilized. And that's what Baby Save again is trying to do, is to bring that attention, bring that awareness in your face, turn around and go back to the car.
Mm-hmm. It's not unsimilar to pool safety or gun safety, is it? I think those are, again, examples of where we don't ever think it's going to happen to us. We don't think our kid is going to, if they find the gun that we've hidden, pull it out and play with it.
Right.
Or sneak out into the backyard, even though mom and dad have said to them several times, you don't go in the pool without us being near. Can you speak to the similarities and or differences?
And I've tried to think about this many times in the past. And the one difference is the fact that it's like a baby monitor you put on your child's bed, because you're not there. You're not there when that child may sneak out the door and go to the pool. You're not there when the child may find the gun and do something damaging. So it's out of your control. While you're driving, you're in control. So the only way that child could be left behind in the car is if you did something wrong. Where in the other cases, you didn't do anything wrong, and it was some other event took place that caused that problem to occur. Does that make sense?
Sure it does. And I think my thought was prompted by Dr. Gary Witt. I know we mentioned mm-hmm. when we were talking on the phone a couple of weeks ago, global gun safety. I know Gary was struggling with having people purchase this gun safe lock, which is a phenomenal mm-hmm. product. And it was a similar conversation. Parents weren't buying it because they didn't think that they needed it. They think that they had told their kiddos to stay away from the gun, or they hid it well enough. But then there was this battle between mom and dad. And you know, if you have a gun and you want it to be ready in case you need it, but mom is saying don't have any of that anywhere near. It needs to be under lock and key. So again, very different issue and problem that we have. But at the same time, this feeling that it's not going to happen to me.
Right.
And I appreciate the distinction that you're making, that this really is around the guardian, the parent, the caregiver being distracted, and these other situations are slightly different. How can businesses help you? Like when you look at wanting to get these in the hands of caregivers and businesses, places that we frequent as parents, so that we have this reminder, who do you need to be in front of? Who? And what does that look like for funding and getting the word out?
Well, that's exactly where Baby Safe is right now. We are looking at corporations, small, medium, and large, to help keep us funded so that we can keep supplying. Right now, I'm trying to supply the keychains and the stickers out to caregivers as much as I can. Every local event I go to, I just hand these things out with the hope that somebody will do something with them. So I'm trying to keep giving these out, so I need funding to sustain that. From the retail side also, looking to put up the aluminum signs onto it. And the 10 inches by 10 inches, they're not very overpowering, but they're bright, they're colorful, and they send a message. So I'm looking for retailers to put these on the facade of the buildings, as we talked earlier, put them on light posts, put them on parking meters, or wherever a caregiver is parking a car, just to help turn them, remind them to turn them back around to double check that car before they go. Where are they going?
I shared with you before we got on air, my mind is racing with introductions and folks that I want to help introduce you to. So, of course, I'm taking these notes. And you've brought some great props just to kind of show the signs that you share, I'm sure, at these events to show how easily and eye-catching this caution sign is.
Mm-hmm.
And how much is the metal sign?
The metal sign is on the website for donations of $10.
So reasonable.
I mean, I'm looking to cover basically my cost. Plus shipping and whatever handling is required. So $10, the stickers and the keychains are $2.
Yes. But again, even you've shared that at times you said, hey, just, you know, I would love a donation, but if nothing else, just take it with you.
Right.
And people are even turning that down because again, it goes back to this idea that it isn't going to happen to us. But if we switch through that lens, through our conversation today, I'm like, okay, maybe not me, you know, sure. But what if I place this somewhere that somebody else would see it and they would remember to go back and grab their child or their pet?
Right.
And then I can be that likely the unsung hero, because who's to say they're going to ever come back and say, hey, you helped remind me. What an interesting challenge that you're faced with in making a difference in the lives of our children and our pets. I'm fascinated by this. And it's important to get the word out.
And that's what we're trying to do. I attend sessions such as this and try to get in front of media with the intent of just trying to spread the word. Media in general, we call it TV media, typically is more focused on the outcome as opposed to the solution. But yet I've had some good conversations with those who are trying to solve the problem. But again, you have to get in the right queue at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Memorial Day is coming, summer will officially be started. I'm hoping that I'll be able to get more attention with that timing.
I hope so as well.
Because again, we've lost 6 children already, all on the East Coast for the most part. And the temperatures for the first 2 or 3 children that passed were 80 degrees. The next 3 children was about 90, 95. So it doesn't take a really high temperature to really cause a problem. Last year, the first child passed with outdoor temperature in 60 degrees. So it's just time and temperature is really what it comes down to. It's just a sad, sad outcome, no matter how it happens.
How can folks get a hold of you, Baby Save, and get involved either from a corporate donation or individual donation perspective, or even just to have this as a reminder for themselves?
Sure. They go to the website, which is www.babysave, and that's babysav.org. They can go on there. They can read about your organization. They can read about the products on there. There's a link to our blog. It's not really a blog, but I call it a blog. We have various white papers that we produce to kind of talk about certain events and certain things that are going on. You'll see actual signage that's been hung up on people who have purchased or donated to acquire these. So we try to get as many of those as reference points that you can see where these stickers are being applied. You'll also be able to go to a fact sheet, which talks about more detail as far as the situation and if those out there who really understand facts, as far as how often this is happening. Yeah, last year was about 44 children that had passed. This is data has been collected since 1998. 748 children have died thus far since 1998. Pets are unknown, but yet last year and the year before, we lost a couple of police dogs due to this, canine officers. It's worldwide. The data that's been collected is typically U.S.-based. But as I've been reaching out and making contact with more and more people, this is a worldwide issue. You know, Australia, they're not coming out of summer, so they've lost a half a dozen children this year already. So, you know, with the website, you know, www.babysave.org is where you'll find a lot more information about what's taking place and where they can make donations, where they can purchase the products, or they can make a general donation to our organization. There's also a contact us link where I'll be emailed with any questions or any other information they may require.
And social media you mentioned as well. So you're on Facebook?
We have Facebook and Twitter pages.
Okay.
So the Twitter page is babysave_now. And the Facebook page is Baby Save Saving Lives.
Great. And, you know, the numbers aren't huge, but one child, one pet is too many.
That's it. I mean, as you mentioned before, it would be nice to hear the story of success. Many people have asked me, how do you tell that this organization is successful or this foundation is successful? I go, I probably will never be able to tell you that. The only metric that's out there is what the numbers are every year. And hopefully, not only through Baby Save, but through the other efforts of other organizations, these numbers go down further and further and further.
And as you've mentioned a couple of times, the focus of Baby Save currently is education, awareness through, and part of that is through the science, but mm-hmm. also developing technology and having a higher level way to help save these lives. But this has got to be the first level, as you've experienced over the years that you've been working on this.
Right. I mean, the problem is now.
Yeah.
It may take me, let's say, 2 or 3 years to come up with the technology, but that's 2 or 3 years more times 39 children that may be passing. So we got to keep solving the problem for today. I need the funding to allow me to go out and hire resources or skill sets to enable us to create the technology that I believe will supersede any technology that's out there today. Because what I believe the problem is that we're trying to put responsibility into the caregiver. Now, yes, the caregiver should be responsible. They should remember not to leave their child or pet in the car. But they're not. So I want a solution that does not require them to maintain anything. You can buy an app today, but that means you have to have the app activated and you have to have it at your phone in some place that you're going to hear the sound that it makes when you do get out of zone. The device is going into car seats. They may be battery operated. They may have some electronics to it, but that means you have to maintain it again. So I want to develop a solution that is not maintainable by the caregiver. It'll be maintained by a third party type situation that will be able to observe where a child or a pet is being left in a vehicle that they shouldn't be in.
Fascinated. And I've got this laundry list of names and companies that I'm hoping to connect you with. So this has been extremely important for me as a parent and someone, of course, who wants to be an advocate for saving lives. And hopefully we've had an opportunity today to introduce you to listeners who are interested in helping you further this cause and mission as well.
And I appreciate the opportunity. The one message I would leave with everybody, it's our new, I would call it a new tagline, is don't forget and regret. You don't want to have to go through the situation. You don't want to have to be the person who has to live for the rest of their life with the fact that a mistake may have happened. And that's what we're trying to stop. Don't forget and regret.
important. Lou, thank you for taking time again to join us today. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio on Business Radio X, broadcasting today from our Max 6 studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.